Okay, this is a special meeting of the Pacifica National Board, and this is January 21st, 2016. Welcome, and thank you. And, okay, so let's get started. Can we first have some timekeepers, volunteers, to keep time, item, and speakers?
Yes. Oh, did we are that
need to call the roll?
The roll that I
oh, Adriana sorry.
Was
so calling. Sorry. Who's calling the roll, Adriana?
Adriana, she's
yes.
acting as
okay.
secretary.
Okay, thank you, Adriana.
Brian Edward Ticker. Jose Luis Fuentes.
Present.
Janet Cobram. Margie Wilkinson.
I'm here.
Rodrigo Argueta. Lydia Brazón.
Here.
Lawrence Reyes.
Present.
Brenda Medina.
Present.
Adriana Casnet here. Teresa Allen. George Ryder.
Here.
Robert Mark.
Present.
Carolyn Burden.
Present.
Thank you. Janet Coleman.
Here.
Celine Roberts.
Present.
Steve Brown. Jim Brown. Benito Diaz.
Present.
Tony Norman.
Present.
Pete Tucker.
Present.
Robert Rabin. Janice Lane Ewart. Madam Chair, we have quorum.
You didn't call me, but I'm here. Did you? You called me?
Yes.
I'm sorry. Yes. I apologize.
We have 14 members present. We have quorum.
Hello. Alan is on the call.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Can we have some volunteers to keep time, items, and individuals, speakers? Normally it's Adriana, but she's our secretary this evening, so.
I can do individual speakers.
And who is that? Brenda? Oh, thank you. And
yeah.
Items, anyone?
Alan would like to say something.
Well, are you volunteering for the timekeeper?
No.
I think that Margie.
That's what I'm asking for. Pardon?
Margie.
I can't hear you.
I can't do it tonight, Adrian. I'm sorry.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Okay. Any volunteers for the items to keep time for the items?
This is George. I can do it.
Thank you very much, George. Okay. So now we will proceed to a. Let's see. What do we have? Meeting agenda approval. Anybody
Alan for
want?
The stack.
Okay. Okay. Well, before you get on a stack, we have to have. Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Teresa.
Okay. When I looked at the agenda earlier this week for this meeting, there was no agenda listed. I looked at both meetings. The first meeting said minutes approval. This meeting had nothing for agenda. And then under, when I looked under the section that said info, if any, it said meeting call by three directors. I do not believe that the agenda of this meeting was properly noticed. And if you look now on the calendar, it says T under agenda, it says TBA, which I assume means to be announced.
Mm-hmm.
And then it says WBAI delegate issue. I do not believe
I'm
that
sorry.
This was posted when the meeting was called, because it was not on there before when I looked the first time.
I'm sorry. Lydia?
Yes, go ahead.
I'm told we're not streaming.
Oh, okay. Otis, are we streaming?
Lydia, I'll call her.
As far as I know, I'm streaming. Oh. I'll check.
Okay. Okay, so I don't know when different people looked at the calendar.
Hold on.
When I looked at
hold
the
on
calendar for the second meeting, which was...
He's asking you to hold on.
Just hang on 1 second. It's streaming on the wrong channel. Okay, now you're on the right channel.
Okay, I'll start. The Pacifica National Board meeting, January 21st, 2016. It is a special meeting. We have taken roll, and we thought we were streaming. We were not, but we do have quorum. And so we have as volunteer timekeepers, Brenda Medina for the speakers, and George Ryder for the items. And Teresa, you want to repeat your objection?
Yes. I believe that when this was first posted, the agenda was not posted. I checked both of the postings for meetings tonight. One was at 9 p.m. and one was at 9:30. The agenda for the 9 o'clock meeting said approval of minutes. The agenda for this was not listed. Under info, it listed a link to the bylaws. So, and I believe our secretary has argued that this is an illegitimate meeting. It was posted not by our secretary, but by someone else, and I do not believe that you posted the actual agenda item when you posted this meeting, so you're not given proper notice.
Okay, thank you.
And I thought this was for approval of minutes, or, as George Ryder had been asking for a discussion of strategic planning, I thought this would be a strategic planning meeting.
Okay, so here is the deal. There were three directors, and again, it's one of those things where there's bylaws, and unless you can quote some other PNB-approved procedure that requires that you post an agenda at the time you notice the meeting. We have noticing requirements in the bylaws. I mean, I can be certainly challenged on this if you have something. And, you know, we should post an agenda, I suppose, but this was a meeting called by three directors. This has happened before. It happens on all sides. And so that's what we're tied to in the bylaws, is to notice the meeting properly, both of them in terms of the number of days. And so both of them were noticed. By the time that I checked the reason for the meeting, which was a couple of days ago, because as chair I needed to put out an agenda, I saw that it was a WBAI issue, so I put that on the agenda. And I also noticed that George wanted the strategic, had sent a notice about the strategic planning. And I added it because this is not the agenda. This is a draft agenda, and the board can elect to approve whatever it wants on the agenda. What's important is the noticing of a special meeting. So if we want to have the special meeting to add one more item, we can. We can't have a regular meeting, which is why I went through that whole bylaw amendment issue, because in the past, in fact, for the past several years, we have been noticing special meetings without putting the specifics of what we were going to do and why we were calling a special meeting. And lo and behold, of course, they were regular meetings because you were entertaining committee reports, etc. So I don't think that there's anything that has been violated, and I think that we should move on. And if you disagree with the approval, but in terms of the legality of the proper noticing, it's been noticed, and the bylaws say any three directors can call a meeting. If somebody wants to change that, they are free to make a bylaws amendment. Thank Lydia,
you.
I'm
sorry. Lydia?
Yes.
Apparently, we're still not streaming.
Oh, I'm not going to repeat all of this again.
Well,
okay.
No, but, you know.
I know.
We should at least
talk
at this point.
Otis, can you get a hold of Otis?
No, yes. I'm here, and I'm looking at it, and as far as I know, we're streaming, but I'll check it.
It
okay,
says
let's wait a minute.
Available streams zero.
Okay.
we talk while we're on hold or no?
No, I'm okay. listening no, to the stream wait, and it's wait. There. I'm listening to the stream.
Oh, okay. Well, then we will continue.
Do we know why you're seeing, I'm sorry, so why are we seeing info zero?
Okay.
The Shoutcast stream summary says available streams zero.
Otis? We don't hear you. Otis, are you still there?
I'm okay, listening
should,
to the stream. I'm listening to the stream on my cell phone, and it's also being
okay.
recorded, so I don't know where these reports are coming from.
Okay. Thank you. Then let's proceed. Okay.
Carolyn, on the stack, please.
Okay, so I wasn't finished. So that is my ruling, that unless someone can show me that this is non-bylaws compliant, then go at it. But my ruling is that this was legitimately posted. Thank you. Okay, Carolyn? Carolyn, go ahead.
Yes, I don't believe that the ruling is correct in that a special meeting must be called for an item which cannot be changed, must be noticed at the time the meeting is called, and must be announced when it's posted. And those things were not done for this meeting. I think Teresa is correct. Someone
so
can look at Robert's rules, but...
Is that a challenge to the ruling of the chair?
Well, it's a statement that you might want to rethink the ruling because I do think it's an error.
Okay.
Madam Chair?
Yes. Serene?
Okay, I'm looking at kpftx.org. I'm looking at what was posted. And on the 14th at 9:41, and there, that's the only time that appears there. So whatever you see is whatever was there at the time. It says clearly that it was going to be a discussion of a WBAI delegate issue. So I don't understand what the apparent confusion is.
I believe.
Okay.
Hello?
Okay, wait. Okay. Go ahead. Who's next on the stack? And we haven't, I will eventually need to have someone to move to approve the agenda so we can discuss an agenda. Unless someone challenges the ruling of the chair, in which case we can take a vote on that. Thank you.
Ruling of the chair.
Wait, let me, you have to ask to be on the stack.
I'm sorry.
Okay, I heard somebody else. Okay, Teresa.
Well, for the reasons that were just mentioned by Carolyn Burden, I challenge the ruling of the chair, and I also would like to remind you that the secretary has sent an extensive email out also with arguments for the reason why this meeting is illegitimate. I hope that everyone that's on this call has read that.
Okay.
Jose
so,
Luis.
Okay. Yes. Go ahead. Jose Luis, go ahead.
So this issue has come up before and it's been litigated in court. It was raised by our old executive director that she didn't have notice. And what the judge did was go on our calendar, looked at our calendar, and looked at that there was an executive session to deal with employee matters. Noticed, and that was sufficient notice for the judge to uphold the termination of our. So I don't see what the difference is here when on the calendar it's noticed, WBAI issue is noticed, and any action we take towards WBAI, I don't see how it would be illegal in any way for us to do that. I suggest we move forward and deal with the issue that needs to be dealt with, which was calendared, the WBAI issue.
Okay. Okay, Lawrence and Adriana.
And George.
Lawrence, but, Adriana, and George. And then hopefully we can go to a vote on the ruling of the chair.
I'll call the question.
You would need a two-thirds for that. Do you really want to call a question?
Yeah. This is, you've already been challenged, and, I'm moving to go to the vote.
Okay. So can we have a vote on calling the question?
It needs a second, Lydia.
Yes, George.
It needs second. A second.
Oh, right. Second. Is there someone who seconds it?
Serene seconds.
Who?
Serene.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Okay. So Serene seconds. Okay. Can we, are there anyone who want to call the roll?
Is there any objection?
I object. Well, yeah.
Yeah, there's no point.
I am Edward Pica. Jose Luis Fuentes. I called in the chair.
Yes.
Who just voted yes?
Jose Luis Fuentes.
Thank you.
May I? Please do not interrupt the call. Janet Cobram. Margie Wilkinson. Rodrigo Arrueta. Lydia Brazón. I'm sorry.
Yes.
Lawrence Reyes.
Yes.
Brenda Medina.
Yes.
Adriana Bott. Yes. Teresa Allen.
Says no.
George Ryder.
No.
Robert Mark.
No.
Carolyn Burton.
No.
Janet Foreman.
No.
Serene Roberts.
Yes.
Steve Brown.
No.
Jim Brown.
No.
I asked Jim Brown.
Jim Brown
says no. Oh, Jim Brown, no?
Jim Brown. That was Steve Brown yelling. She's asking Jim Brown.
Her turn, Jim.
Is Jim Brown on the call?
Somebody playing. Benito Diaz?
Yes.
Tony Norman?
Yes.
Steve Tucker?
Yes.
Thank you. We have 10 yes, 6 no's.
Okay. Thank you. Is someone going to move to adopt the agenda so we can discuss
it? Serena.
Okay. Is there a second?
Point of information.
What was the result? What was the result of that vote?
Is there a second?
Point of information, Madam Chair.
Okay, hold on a second. Is there a second? Someone was trying to second it.
Benito.
Thank you. Benito seconds.
Point of information.
Teresa, what's your question?
Wasn't that last vote to close debate?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought it was to uphold the ruling of the chair.
No,
sorry.
No,
okay, we have to take it again. Did everybody believe you take it again? This is to close.
Yes, everybody.
What was the result of the last vote? I did not hear that.
The last vote was to close debate. Teresa's correct. Adriana, please call the roll.
And what was the result of that vote?
For upholding the call is, the vote is upholding the chair.
No, the vote is closing debate.
I'm sorry?
Lawrence moved to close debate.
That's what I'm saying. Now
I didn't hear the announcement of that vote. What was the result?
Oh, okay. It was 10-6.
Point of order.
Yes, sorry, George.
The motion as presented was failed. So the debate continues on what was on the floor, which is the point of order that Teresa raised.
That's correct. So now we're taking the vote on upholding the chair.
I'd like to speak to that. There was people on the stack, someone before me as well.
Okay. Who was on before George? No, I've totally lost it. Hello? Okay, George, go ahead until we have on the stack.
It seems to me the issue is, was the agenda, was items that was supposed to be on the agenda put on there 7 days before the meeting. Serene said it was put on at 9:41 on the 14th, which wouldn't be quite 7 days.
I'd be willing to overlook that, but is that the case? Was it put on the 14th? Because that's really the issue. I mean, certainly three people can, you know, call a meeting, but it also, the bylaws is very clear that's a special meeting, and it needs 7 days' notice, but precisely for the reason that this is causing so much heat, which is people do not want to be sandbagged on an issue. So let me follow that up with a point of information. Was this, in fact, posted on the, or was at least the board notified on the 14th?
Serene?
The notice is dated, it's right there. I mean, I just answered this question. Yes, January 14th, 2016.
Just slightly after 9 o'clock.
Alan for the stack.
Okay, wait. George has asked the question. Serene?
It says 9:41 p.m.
Yes.
So I got the answer.
Okay. Thank you. Teresa?
Diana, I was in the stack. I'm sorry.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Teresa and then Adriana.
I have a doubt here. I don't understand. It's 10:13. Don't we have a time limit to keep discussing, or?
Yes. Did anybody notice what time the most? Yeah, but we got.
I did. Well.
Yeah, with the agenda approval.
We actually haven't started on approval of the agenda. You were just taking a motion for that, so this was sort of discussion in limbo. I did set it for 15 minutes, but again, that was for the agenda, so I don't know what you want.
Okay. So backing up, what happened was that Teresa, I thought that what we were speaking to was actually the ruling of the chair.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Alan for the stack.
I'm sorry. Pardon?
Alan for the stack.
Okay. I'm going to call on Adriana because she was on the original stack, and then Teresa, you can speak again to it. Go ahead, Adriana.
My question here is, we know it's there. We can see the time, and it's a week. If we want just to waste time, that, you know, we know how this is being played, but the reality is that was announced how we always do it, and it's there, and the proof is there. Unless that the members are questioning, have any proof of the contrary, what is the purpose of this discussion? Thank you.
Okay. Teresa?
Serene I didn't answer that last question the way I really wanted to hear it, because when I saw that there were two meetings tonight, I went to the calendar and I looked on the agenda, and this was not listed under agenda. Are you sure, Serene, that you didn't go in after you posted the meeting and post the agenda at a later date?
Madam Chair?
Yes, Serene.
Okay, Otis McClay, who runs kpftx.org,
yes,
is on the line. Perhaps he can have a look at it, because I've now answered this question twice, and I'm not going to keep doing it.
Point of information?
Wait, yes, Jose Luis.
I don't understand Teresa's question. What was posted? What is she talking? Is it?
On the calendar, if you click on it under a meeting, you can see what's on the agenda. I didn't know what was on the agenda. I looked at the agenda for the 9 o'clock meeting, and it said approval of minutes. I looked at the agenda for this meeting at 9:30 tonight. It did not say WBAI delegate issue.
Madam Chair,
when I
implore you.
It says it now, but it didn't say it then.
Adriana?
When I checked it a couple of days ago, it was there. I don't know when it was added, but it was definitely there. Anyway, yes. Adriana, and then
Madam Chair, when you post, and everybody that posts a meeting ever knows that you need to put there the reason. The reason was from the beginning. That's why it was added, the second meeting, for that purpose. The only thing that isn't there is the strategic planning. But the WBAI discussion was there at the moment that the meeting was posted. And unless that the members have proof of what they are saying, this is ridiculous that you say that maybe it wasn't. What are we discussing here? That Teresa maybe didn't see it? Maybe wasn't there? Please, be serious.
Okay, if there's nobody else, if there's anybody else who doesn't know how they're going to vote on this?
Point of information.
Yeah, who is that?
George.
This is George.
I'm a little unclear on just where what was posted. So this is really a question for Serene. Was it sent to the PNB? Was it put on KPFTX? How was it posted?
You know, I'm going to, again, refer everyone on the planet with an internet connection to go to kpftx.org. What you do when you get there is you click on the word Pacifica calendar. I'll give it to you in a second, because some of the people who are repeatedly asking me this question have been involved in Pacifica governance for more than a decade and have posted meetings. So they know when you post it, it gets an initial timestamp that goes on the left. And if you go in to change anything or add anything, it changes the time on the right. So why, when the time on the left and the time on the right are exactly the same time, indicating that everything you're looking at was there initially, why I am hearing that question for a fourth time is a problem.
You don't answer the question.
Point of information.
Yes.
I'm speaking. Okay, is there anyone who doesn't know how they're going to vote in terms of the issue of upholding the chair or not?
Lydia, I don't want to make a point of information
about what her Serene is
but
just saying.
But I want,
okay,
I want
that's a fact.
To answer this question. Can you hear me?
Robert Mark?
Yes. Okay. I'm going to start with...
I insist on having an opportunity to explain this because this is, as I said, it's the fourth time.
Right. Okay, so the chair will explain it again. When you post something, if it's a special meeting, then you put the purpose of the meeting on there. You do not necessarily put the entire agenda, but you do note the purpose. And for those who don't understand purpose versus an entire agenda, that could be a different discussion. But anyway, the purpose of the meeting is posted there. And the point is that there is a timestamp there. So the purpose would have had to have been stated at the time of the timestamp, or there would have been a different timestamp on the right. Anyone who has posted has gone through this experience. So that's like the end of that. Your other issues with my ruling, you can address, but this one you've beaten a dead horse. So. Let's move on. Janet Coleman, is it something other than that?
Yeah, my question was Janet Coburn's complaint that Serene had access, had created her own meeting and created her own reasons for it without going through the proper route of the board secretary, and that for every previous meeting and every previous... For every single meeting that had ever been convened here, she had been the notifier. Now, was she? I just want to understand.
Let me clarify
how come Serene has the same rights as the secretary?
Let me explain that to you. At the beginning of the year, all of us were given a special code that we can post things to the calendar, as I recall. And in past years, this year, our practice has been, but not by virtue of policy, our practice has been, because we've had a secretary that has attended all of our meetings and so forth, and because we've had regular meetings being passed off as special meetings, is that it goes through the secretary. It is neither policy nor enshrined anywhere other than what the bylaws say, which say any three directors can notice a meeting. Noticing a meeting in Pacifica means it has to go on the website. There is nothing that says it has to go through the secretary, because obviously the prerogative of having, of only requiring three directors is that it might not include the secretary. Did not, does not require that one of the three be the secretary.
Madam Chair, Teresa,
wait a minute. I'm not through. And in past years, you had three directors. I mean, I remember in 2013, in January of 2013, in fact, Teresa called me. I was at work, and I couldn't get away. They were trying to get a quorum. Tony was present. And non-secretary directors posted a last-minute meeting in order to try to approve a revision of an employee handbook. So this is not unprecedented. And for those, again, as Serene had said, for those who have been around for decades and many, many board meetings, and I know Janet Coleman, you're not one of them, is that we know that this is true. I mean, is that we all have the codes, we can all go to on there and we can all post.
Point of order.
And that the bylaws say any three directors.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
I have some valuable information. I just went to a meeting that I scheduled on January the 6th, and the meeting is scheduled for Wednesday, February 17th. It's the KPFT outreach.
Mm-hmm.
And I went on there, and on top of the agenda, I wrote, this is a test. And then I updated. Now, I just went back to the calendar, and mm-hmm. it says that this was posted on January the 6th.
Mm-hmm.
So the date that the meeting was posted stays the same. But you can go in and edit the agenda. Now, I've asked Serene when she listed this item on the agenda, and she hasn't answered the question. She said, oh, go in and look, and you'll see that it's on the 14th.
Okay,
but it doesn't match, because that's what happened. She didn't put the agenda in when she posted the meeting the first time.
Okay, well, she already answered that she posted it at the same time.
No, she didn't.
Who you're challenging right now is the ruling of the chair. So... Is there something else about the chair's ruling?
I'm repeating that lie, or am I going
wait,
to...
Wait, wait. No, Serene. I just want to hear other people other than this back and forth between Serene and Teresa. It's leading us nowhere.
It's not nowhere. A back and forth. She's
it is a back and forth. So, is there anyone else that has any new information? Okay. Can we go to a vote? And this is to uphold a yes vote. It's to uphold the ruling of the chair. That the meeting has been properly noticed and is in order. A no vote is not to approve to uphold the ruling of the chair. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Brian Edward Speaker. Jose Luis Fuentes.
Yes.
Thank you. Janet Coburn. Maggie Wilkinson. Rodrigo Arrueta, Lydia Brazón, I'm
yes.
sorry. Okay. Lawrence Reyes. Lawrence Reyes. Brenda Medina.
Yes.
Adriana Casnave, yes. Teresa Allen.
No.
George Ryder?
Yes.
Robert Marks?
No.
Caroline Burden?
No, absolutely not.
Janet Coleman?
No.
Serene Roberts?
Yes.
Steve Brown?
No.
Jim Brown? Benito Diaz?
Aye, and aye.
Tony Norman?
Yes.
Pete Tucker?
Yes.
Robert Rabin? Janice Lane Ewart? Lawrence Reyes? I didn't hear you.
Yes.
Yes. We have 10 yes, and we have 5 no's. The chair is being upheld.
Okay.
I move that we approve the agenda.
It's been moved and seconded already.
Second.
It's already been moved and seconded. And any amendments to the agenda? Okay. Hearing none, does anyone object to approving the agenda? Hearing no objections, the agenda is approved.
Yes, I object.
Okay. Can we take a vote on it?
Okay.
Okay, Adriana, you want to take a vote, please?
Yes. Brian Edward Eaker. Jose Luis Fuentes. Janet Pabram. Marky Wilkinson. Rodrigo Argueta. Lawrence Reyes.
Yes.
Brenda Medina.
Yes.
Viviana Casney-Boltier, Teresa Allen.
No.
George Ryder.
Yes.
Robert Mark.
No.
Caroline Burden.
No.
Janet Coleman.
No.
Serene Roberts.
Yes.
Steve Brown.
No.
Jim Brown. Benito Diaz.
Aye, aye.
Tony Norman.
Yes.
Pete Tucker.
Yes.
Robert Rabin. Jose, I'm sorry, Janet Lenguer. Jose Luis Fuentes.
Yes.
Thank you. We have 9 yes, 5 no's. Chair, do you want to vote?
Yes.
Okay.
I vote yes.
3 yes, 5 no's.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so let's move on to the first item. And who is bringing the first item? Serene, you noticed it, I believe.
Tom Hartman.
Yes, thanks. Sorry, little phone trouble here. Okay, so I sent a note to the PNB early on the morning of the 15th, and I sent, which essentially said that there's disagreement at WBAI about who properly inherits the seat when there is a vacancy between elections. And I will read the motion. Sorry. Okay, and it was sent to the PND. And there's some background. So I'll read the motion first and then provide the background. The motion reads, whereas in Article 4, Section 8, the Foundation's bylaws state in absolute terms that quote, in no event, close quote, shall a delegate serve, quote, more than 6 consecutive cumulative years, close quote, and whereas in Article 4, Section 10, the bylaws mandate the filling of a vacancy by a runner-up from the last election, and whereas the bylaws do not bar the filling of vacancies utilizing an existing runners-up list during an election period, i.e., before ballots have been tabulated or the results certified, and whereas a WBAI vacancy caused by resignation was automatically and promptly filled in November 2015 during the election period, resolved that the automatic and immediate filling of a WBAI delegate vacancy caused by the term limit reached by staff delegate Janet Coleman by the qualified and available runner-up Vadra Kilgour in December 2015 during the election period meant that no vacancy existed on January 13, 2016, the day on which the local station board was scheduled to meet, and that the seat of the term-limited staff member that was vacant before the close of the 2015 election and the publication of election results has been properly filled utilizing the 2012 certified election results. Okay, so that's the motion. And I will not, in the interest of time, read the full background, but I will say this, that the bylaws are absolutely clear that you have 2 3-year terms consecutive, or I should say, and which generally equates to about 6 years, but the bylaws are specific in stating that in no event can a single person serve more than 6 consecutive years. It doesn't say, you know, unless there's an election happening or unless they can pass the seat on to someone else they like, or it is absolute. It is 6 years and you're off. And the bylaws say that a vacancy shall be filled by the next eligible and available runner-up from that class, meaning listener or staff, from the last election. Period.
Jose Luis Fuentes seconds.
Okay. Seconds what?
her motion.
The motion.
Oh, sorry.
Carolyn on the stack, please.
Okay.
How much time we have on
Janet
the
Janet on the stack, Holman.
How much time?
Point of information, George.
Madam Chair, I'm not done. I don't know why all these people are speaking.
Yes, I know. Okay. Please let Serene finish. Go ahead, sure. Serene. She's motivating.
So I know that at other stations there, you know, people ran out of their runners-up list, you know, I think maybe two or three stations they ran out. So there would have had to have been this long procedure where you have to notify people there's a vacancy, accept applications, do interviews, whatever the board, however the board process may work in various areas to find replacements. In New York, we had a valid replacement list. We had runners up still on that list, and the bylaws are not at all vague on this. They say this is when the person must step off. They say this is how you fill a vacancy that happens. It says you use the last election list. If an election is ongoing, it is not complete, and it cannot possibly be the one to which the bylaws are referring us. I'll stop there.
Okay. Carolyn, and was that George?
Yeah. George and then Janet.
Okay. Carolyn, George, Janet.
So
Excuse me.
Go ahead, Carolyn, speak.
I thought I was asking for information.
Oh, you had a point of information? I'm sorry. Go ahead, George.
Yeah. So this person who is stepping into the seats filled in 2012 is going to serve till the end of 2012 slate ends, which would be when the new slate takes over in 2000, the people who were just elected, which would be to say about a week and a half, or is the intention that somehow these people serve for another year or 2 years, or what is the...
May I respond?
Yes, Serene.
Okay, so you recall that in 2013, that PNB canceled elections, so that the people who should have been leaving in 2013 or standing for re-election if they hadn't done 6 years were extended, essentially, to a five-year term, and many of them are only now leaving their local boards and some soon to leave the national board. The PNB in May of this year, in order to avoid having to do an election of a full 24-person board at each of our stations, decided that we would, in fact, extend the terms for those people who were elected in 2012 and would normally have been off in 2015. We decided to, in fact, let those terms run into 2016, so we don't have that full turnover. So Janet C. is in one of those seats. She was elected in 2012. Normally, she would have been off the board even without the six-year thing. She would have either have been off the board or up for re-election in 2015, but we decided not to do that, that it'll be done in 2016, so that there is, in fact, another year, if you will, on this term for her, for that seat,
Point of information. That doesn't make sense to me at all.
Hold on a second.
You're appended on my term of service that I can't serve because of the six-year rule, but somebody who has been elected in 2012 can't serve for a whole year.
Wait. Everybody stop.
Election.
Okay, here, everybody stop. That, first of all, that six-year rule comes out of California court, right? You don't go beyond the 6 years. So we all have personal years, okay? So if I'm elected to a three-year term, it doesn't matter because at the end of this year, I am termed out. But if somebody replaces me, they get to serve out the full 3 years, right? Because one is a term and one is your individual terming out. That's the difference. Anyway, okay. So I think that's been explained. Janet C., you're next on the stack. Oh, I'm sorry. How did we go? Carolyn?
And then George.
Yes, I'm going to defer to Janet Coleman since it's her seat and the issue.
Okay, Janet Coleman.
And I'll speak after her if I may.
Okay, Janet Coleman.
Madam Chair.
George, who is more familiar with Parliament.
George had a point of information. Did you want to be on the stack, George?
yes.
Not yet, no.
He did?
Pardon?
I said not yet, no.
Oh, okay.
Okay,
thank you. Janet
That's
Coleman
okay.
and then
well,
Carolyn.
Let me give you my review and my precedence for this, which I see now is going to be highly technical and I'm sure will be enjoyable for the judge to decide when this goes to court. Dear, I wrote you today, dear PNB, I'm presenting to you WBAILSB Delegate Sean Rhodes's documentation explaining the 29 process used to resolve the question of which LSB election list to use in filling a vacancy on the LSB, the most recent or a previous, right? Okay, and this had happened to us before at BAI when R. Paul Martin resigned in 2009 from the LSB in order to make sure it was clear he had not overstayed his 6 consecutive years and would be off the LSB for a full year. There was a dispute about which list to use to fill the vacancy of that he'd left, the 2007 list or the 2009 list, and the matter was brought to the PNB, and Jamie Ross, one of our PNB directors, presented a motion that passed by a vote of 14-7 opposed, which literally stated the PNB directs the WBAI LSB Board of Delegates to use the 2009 election list in filling the vacancy created by the resignation of R. Paul Martin on 11/30/09. So I'm presenting a motion similar to the one that Jamie made in 2010. And this is
Can
my
you send
motion.
It to us? Can you send it
yeah,
to
I did send it to you. I've already
earlier.
Sent it to you, and it is called
Motion
to Fill
please.
An LSB Vacancy.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it's in bold in the middle of the
Janet
page.
Coleman is not finished speaking. Please don't interrupt her. Janet Coleman, finished.
Yeah, okay. And I want to cite the relevant section of the bylaws, which I don't know if it's the same as Serene's, but Article 4, Delegates, Section 10, filling a vacancy.
You're at time.
Is it, okay. All right. Well, I'll leave it there. And I'm referring you to my letter to you all of 3:56 p.m. today, and it says motion.
Right.
To, what does it say? To fill an LSB vacancy.
Right. Okay.
And I just
so
want to say that it seems crazy when there's a brand new candidate just elected ahead of this current person, the person they want to stick on this board, who seems to be the least popular candidate in at least 3 times.
Okay, okay, now that's getting personal, Janet, please, it's not necessary. Is this a substitute motion?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Is there a second?
Carolyn seconds.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Madam Chair, may I have it in writing?
It is in bold in the middle of the page on the thing, motion to fill an LSB victory sent at 3:56 p.m.
Okay, yeah. Thank you.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Okay, thank you.
Madam Chair,
we have
information.
And who is, I'm sorry, Robert? Is that Robert?
This is Robert, yeah.
Okay, go ahead, Robert.
I was just thinking about your statement earlier about the 6-year term limit being mandated by the California Corporation Code. And as an attorney, that just doesn't make logical sense to me. I could see the state making a law saying that the board of directors of a nonprofit corporation are limited to a 6-year term, but I certainly can't see them saying that committees of that board of directors are limited to a 6-year term. And since the LSB people are a committee of the board of directors, I'm just a little confused, and can you give me more information about
sure.
that?
Sure. No, what I can do is clarify my statement. It is just that at the time when we were discussing this, they were taking the 6 years, which are mandated in the California Corporations Code, the wording that's in our bylaws that says under no circumstances can you sit there beyond the 6 years and so forth, is straight out of California Corporations Code. It is not true necessarily of the LSBs, however, the delegates who elect the PMB and who become potentially directors, the argument at the time to give them the same, the same 6 years. And so, again, that's something that can be argued in court since it's not a committee like, let's say, the governance committee.
It's not necessary because the bylaws say that.
I know that. that's my clarification. If the California Corporations Code clearly says is specifically, you are correct about the board of directors. And what I'm saying is that, you know, the argument at the time was because the delegates become the board of directors potentially, and that's not true of all nonprofits, that, you know, and the LSB was structured as a committee in order to allow the delegates to not be sidelined by the PMB. Anyway, go ahead. I thank you for that, for raising the question, because that should have been clarified. Okay, next is... Okay, next on the stack was Carolyn.
Oh, thank you. I was going to
and Serene first.
Okay, Carolyn and then Serene. And who's timing the item? George, are you timing the item?
I am. Tony has asked to be on the stack. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, Carolyn, go ahead. And then, first of all, George, how much time do we have on this item?
36 minutes.
Left?
Left.
We've only been at this 9 minutes? Wow, okay. Carolyn, please, go ahead.
Yes, I two points of clarification. One is that the timestamp on the meeting notice is not the same as on the left as on the right, if it matters. There is a difference there, and I'll let someone to parse out the meaning of the difference, but Serene's point is not taken that it's the same. It is not the same. Number two, the motion that Janet enters, I don't think it was ever read. The PNB directs the WBI/LSB/Delegate Assembly to use the 2015 election list in filling the vacancy created when Janet Coleman termed out in December 2015. That was the wording of the motion, which was not read. My point on this is that there are other precedents besides the one at WBAI. There are at least two around the network, one at KPFA, I believe, and I forget where the other one is. I will dig it up and send it along, but aside from the legalities of it, and it seems pretty clear to me that the last election means the most current election. In this case, we have the results of the election, and so we are not dependent on a former election. That has been superseded by the current election. The results were announced. I don't see that that's debatable. I mean, we know when the election results were noticed, and we know when the attempt was made to ignore them.
Thank you.
I don't think that
you're
is quite correct.
Okay, thank you. Tony, and then Serene, Lawrence, and Adriana.
Yes, so the motion before, I just want to clarify before I speak. We're speaking to Janet Coleman's motion, correct?
Substitute motion by Janet Coleman to substitute Serene's motion. The issue is the same, so you can speak on either one.
Okay.
Yeah,
I just want to go by the strict interpretation of the language in the bylaw. And my reading of the strict interpretation of the language, there's two key words, and one is that a delegate position shall be replaced by the remainder of the term by the next highest-ranking candidate, which is a mandatory term. It doesn't prescribe any procedure by the LSB. It shall mean that that person would automatically take that seat. So you don't have to have an LSB meeting for that person to assume that seat. And then the most cogent language, again, it said the last election of delegates. So technically, at the time that the Janet Coleman term expired, which is around the middle of December, that was the election had not been completed, nor had it been certified. That's the time period. That's the key moment of when you go to the last election. So at that time, her term expired, I believe the date, I could be incorrect, it's December the 23rd or whatever the date was that she would come upon a year. That is when that person automatically takes that seat. So if you go by the strict interpretation of that language, her term would have expired December the 23rd, and automatically you go to the last election, which would have been the election, whenever that was,
fine,
in 2013. And that, how I think I would, from a strict interpretation from a legal perspective, that's how I would interpret it. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Serene? And then George, Lawrence, and then Adriana.
And George for the stack.
And George.
And then Alan for the stack.
Okay.
After George.
I would be willing to,
go ahead, Serene.
I would be willing to let those who have not yet spoken speak if they want to.
Okay. Yeah. That would be Lawrence.
Thank you. So I agree with Tony that the person that assumes that seat is the person that ran in the election that the person was elected on, at. So I don't support, respectfully, Janet's motion.
Okay, thank you. Adriana?
Yes. I think that everybody saw my email that explained better than... you know, that me, what I'm trying to say. I mean, all of you receive it. In January 8, 2014, at our KPFT LSB meeting, our chair then, Mr. Leo Gold, inquired about the procedure for seating replacement members. Mr. Richard Yusel stated, it just happens. When the position is empty, the next person in line is in. And Ms. Nancy Henschel said it should be automatic. Nobody, including Robert Mark, George Ryder, Teresa Allen, and myself, disputed the assertion. And I attach, and every one of you can see it, the minutes of those two meetings, the regular meeting and the delegate assembly of January 8, 2014, and you can see that there's not any mention there of a sitting of a replacement delegate, because Mr. Dwayne Lark, who replaced Ms. Diana Polarczak, but he's counted in the roll call as present in both meetings. And the meeting of those two meetings, where the minutes of those were transcribed by the recording, from the recording, by Mr. Robert Mark, and approved on April 9, 2014, and those set of minutes were sent to the Attorney General. I sent for all of you the approved minutes, and you will see, I don't understand why we are discussing something different. We take it there like normal, and we are now in a different position? Thank you.
Okay, George, Teresa, and Serene.
This issue was actually discussed, or at least thought about, I think it was discussed, when we passed the motion which extended the terms of the delegates in 2012 for 1 year. And the question was, should we extend the terms for people who are going to term out? Actually, Janet Coleman's term ended. It was really 2 3-year terms. It just so happens that the votes hadn't happened yet. The election hadn't completed yet. And so it was considered at that time that perhaps the people who were terming out because of the 6 years should also be reelected in the new by a new election. And at that time, I'm afraid I don't remember exactly, and I don't have it in front of me, what the upshot of that was, but our secretary sent around a list basically saying who was and who was not to be elected by the new election. And my question is, was Janet Coleman's position on that list or not? Serena, I know you were much more involved in this than I was at the time. Was that done? Was the terming out of directors who were more or less completing a regular term, was that separated out and those people were supposed to be elected anew?
May I answer, Lydia?
Yes, go ahead.
You're at time, okay. Jordan.
Okay, so one, the list of people who were term limited was very clearly stated, and at our what was to have been our LSB meeting a couple of weeks ago, Janet herself acknowledged that she knew she was on that list. I don't think she's disputing that she's termed out. But that 6-year rule was absolute, and every time any discussion came up, we talked about the extension of
the seat and clarified repeatedly, but that anyone who had served their 6 years would need to step off. They were not included. They could not be extended. As Lydia pointed out, that's really not even something we have the discretion to work on. 6 years is 6 years. That's why our bylaws not just reference 2-3-year terms, but it says, in no event shall someone serve more than 6 consecutive years.
Point of information.
That was a response.
Janet, see, hold on, because now we're getting into debate. I'll add you to the stack. Okay, George?
Yeah, I mean, I all of that I agree with. That's not really an issue. The question was, when we decided way back May or something like that, well, how many terms, whose terms were up? We did, in fact, discuss, I think we did discuss, the question of people who were terming out in the independent of the 2012 election. I thought we agreed that those people ought to also be replaced by the new, that is, the courtesy of extending them a year wouldn't be given, and those seats would also be filled by the new election. But I can't say that I know it for sure, and that's really what I was asking. Did we make that distinction at the time?
And, George, I want to point out, I voted against that motion partly for that reason, because it was in the motion, as Serene has described. So I had objections to the motion for various reasons, and that was one of them. At least that's how I understood it, is how she described it, is that the term was extended a year. So had Janet not termed out, she would have gotten another year because of that extension. So the
seat was extended.
That's right.
Each individual situation was different, and it's
still
a matter
to the
of the courtesy.
Right, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
It wasn't a matter of the courtesy of the year. We
right.
just don't have the ability to do that.
That's correct. Okay,